Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, also, you know, there's a prophetic word that came out of Texas with Chuck Pierce, and Zion Ministries, I believe is the name of his ministry there. It's a very encouraging word, but let me read a little bit of it. We'll make this available on the VFN Torch. But he talks about last Sunday, the Spirit of God moved so powerfully. We rejoiced over how the Lord responded to our prayers and began to send rain across the region. Because remember, the drought was happening in Texas, and it just looked really, really bleak. And they prayed for rain. I remember watching them pray for rain. It was so dry. And now God's pouring out rain across Texas, and he's talking about it. He says, the Lord is showering us with his blessings. This is the time to press beyond the narrow place and enter into an enlarged place of promise where we will meet the King, talking about Jesus. And he talks about, here are some of the prophetic words that came forth on that particular Sunday from Sarah Collins, Ann Tate, and a lady named Barbara, and Chuck himself. The first one's called The Pure Know His Strategies. The Pure Know His Strategies. And this was a prophetic word that came to pass. Mm-hmm. If you'll ask for the provision will come down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Lord, we ask right now provision, Lord, for all of our listeners, for provision. But we ask for it. And they go on to say, he says, the word prophetic word goes on to say, these are the days of Elijah.
Mm.
Cry out. And don't back down or back up when Jezebel says you can't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, just because somebody says stop, don't stop.
Right.
You know, realize that if what God has made clear to you in the light, don't question it in darkness. You have to write down the vision, make it plain so that you can run with it and others can run with it. And once you understand and write it down, realize you're going to enter into dark times. But understand this, that you're going to bring light into that darkness, so you can't question in darkness what God made clear to you in the light.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that's going to happen is, you know, Satan, through a Jezebel principality, more than likely is going to speak through somebody who's held captive by Satan, and is going to say to you, what are you doing? Stop. And then they'll threaten you, and they'll bring up all this stuff saying that, you know, whatever, you know, and remind you of who you were or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a threat. And this is what he's saying. He says, these are the days of Elijah. Cry out and don't back up when Jezebel says you can't move forward. Say move forward.
Move forward.
He says, today is a new day of power. This is the time. Today is the time of the body of Christ to rise up to their designated place of authority. I give the authority to release heavens, to open the heavens and to shut the heavens. Because of this, I'm calling you to a new place of purity. The pure in heart will see God. They will know his strategy. They will know the strategy of darkness, so they remain steps ahead of their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. This is God releasing this authority and this power. So rise up today, the word is, into your place of power to open and shut the heavens.
Wow.
I've given you authority. Mm-hmm. You know, he says he's given us the keys of the kingdom to be able to bind whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. It's time for us to rise up and take that place of authority.
Right.
It is time. Our season has come. Our season has come for us to rise up and take that authority and realize that God's going to take the land if we don't back up. Realize he told Jehoshaphat that you will march out against them. David ran out to meet the giant, but God defeated the giant, and the stone landed in the giant's head.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he had to first go out and meet him. You know, Israel had to believe God and listen to the Joshua and Caleb report, but then they marched out, and then God gave them victory over the land. Listen, we're going to have to rise up to our place of authority. And this he goes on, the next part of this word is a turbulent week, and you can just feel it. I can sense it in my spirit, the turbulence that's taking place. He says, this is the week that he is shaking it. There will be turbulence in the atmosphere. There'll be turbulence in the atmosphere. We've been unwilling to face and to stand and to come up above the turbulence, but this is a week that the Lord is shaking the second heaven. The second heaven is Ephesians 6:12, where there's powers, principalities, where Satan's doing all of his dirty deeds. This is the week that we have worked for, that we've prayed for, that we stood for, that we have asked him for this year, all year, he says. This is the year that we will begin to come up over the sound of Islam.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been talking about Islam and what's happening, and we hear that roar coming out. But listen, this is the year that we will begin to come up over the sound of Islam. We loose the sound of turbulence into Detroit that will cause those bound to hear. We loose the sound of turbulence across the earth as we come up and release what God has, and we pierce the kingdoms of this earth. Stand fast in your week of turbulence, and you will end up standing on top of the turbulence that tried to cause you to lose your footing. Isn't that awesome?
That's good.
Let me say it again. Stand fast in your turbulent week, and you will end up standing on the top of the turbulence that tried to cause you to lose your footing. Now, just embrace him. This is God. Embrace Jesus and let him embrace you. Love God, love others. That's me adding that on. Some of you will end up this week being repositioned for your future. Embrace the healing from the past season. This is the last week of Av, the narrow, hot week. Lord, we embrace our healing to be repositioned in the future. Isn't this encouraging?
It's very good.
This is very encouraging. And the next part of that word that came out is called a season of joy and rejoicing. I'm going to turn your mourning into joy. I'm going to take this disappointment and the discouragement that have been there, and this is going to be a season of joy and rejoicing. Know that I have seen you even as you have sown seed when there seemed not even to be seed to sow. Know that I have seen you when your faith reached out to believe for the miraculous. When the natural, it just seemed impossible. Know that the Spirit of God has seen you as you have held firm through every difficult situation. Now, I bring you into a new time. I bring you into a time when I'm going to cause such joy. For did I not say that the weeping shall endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning? Your morning has arrived. This is the morning of the new day. This is the morning of the time of rejoicing. Even where the cankerworm and the locust came to eat away, I'm mightier and stronger than the locust. I am stronger, and I come in this hour to restore all that the cankerworm and the locust have eaten away. I say rejoice, for this morning has arrived. Isn't this awesome?
Wow.
This is an encouraging word, is it not?
Powerful.
I mean, because there was a time of drought and they were experiencing, and God was just speaking through the environment. You know, when God shouts at us through our hardships, you know, he's speaking to us, and it's like, it's time. The time has come. The time has come. And the last part of that word is entitled, the power of robbing will be exposed. The power of robbing will be exposed. I then exhorted the body, he says. I see something right now. Remember, the locusts came in order of swarming, chewing, and gnawing. All of those locusts came in order like an army. The Lord says, wait, I'm reforming my army, and I am loosing restorative powers within them. I will reposition them for multiplication. I will reorder them for advancement. I will begin to restore their bodies. I will restore their minds. I will restore their vision, and they'll move forward, and they will move as a mighty army throughout the earth. For what ended up in the negative, I will bring back to the positive, and I can even cause two negatives to make a positive. I can cause your negative to begin to step into a realm, a different realm, that I have activated you, and you will multiply again. Glory to God, isn't this awesome? Now hear me carefully. Some of you are going to have a dream this week. All of a sudden, some of you are going to know a situation that occurred years ago in your life. God is going to bring it up to you this week, and he will show you how the robbing began. I decree over you, Chuck says, I decree over you this sphere of authority that you have given me, that during this week of power of robbing, the robbing will be exposed in the name of Jesus. That's just powerful. Isn't that encouraging? That's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, and the thing about it, it's the best of times and the worst of times. It's the best of times for the church because we rise to our place of authority and power. But obviously the people who don't want to follow God and want to live in darkness, it's not the best of time for them. You know, it's not going to be the best of time for everybody. It's going to be the best of time for those who are God's and those who desire God.
Right.
But what's going to happen, people are going to want to be with God because they see the blessings of God on God's people.
That's right.
Is that not exciting? That's an encouraging word?
Very good. That's very good.
Yeah, it's just is it so That's timely, good. You know? And, you know, and as we know about Gideon's army, and God's been preparing, you know, an army dressed for battle, to be able to do spiritual battle and to fight for his people and stand for what is right so he can show himself mighty. And it's just exciting. I just want to encourage this morning with this word, you know, from Chuck Pierce's ministry in Texas. I think it's DuPont, Texas. I forget. Well, I'll think that during the break, and I'll let you know. But praise God. God is so good. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.